Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, September 25th, and we are glad you are tuned in and listening over WSOF and WAJJ Christian Radio. Amen. Glad to be able to bring these messages. By the way, we are preaching out of Revelation chapter number 3, focusing on verse number 20, where our Lord's standing at the door and knocking, and we're preaching on revival, praying for revival, and asking God that he might meet with us. We need him to meet with us here tonight in the house of God. We have our regular midweek prayer service tonight at 7 p.m. here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. We'll have prayer time around the altar, some special singing, some congregational singing, and then also a message from the Word of God. So I hope you'll come out and be with us in the service tonight. And then I hope you'll pray for our sermon that is airing this week about revival, and pray that God might truly send us a spiritual revival. We need the early and the latter rain. I said that yesterday. We need a physical and spiritual rain. We're dry. And I don't just mean physically. We're dry spiritually. We need the breath of God, the touch of God from heaven. Sinners need to be convicted that they might be saved, and saints need to be stirred. Saints need to be convicted that we might get right with God and we might have our needs met. So listen to the message today, and I hope that it will be a blessing to you. Before we go to the message, I had a request for a song this morning that we call the Shepherd Family Reunion. I didn't have that in our regular rotation here at WSOF and WAJJ, but I have it in my folder here. So we're going to play that for the first song before the message here. A song entitled, Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me. Just a bunch of us got together and sang this song together here in the studio sometime back. Also, I was asked if I would to identify who it was singing lead in that song. Well, the first verse is Ben, our youngest son, singing lead. And then the second verse, Daniel, our second son, sings the lead in that verse as well. Well, I hope this song is a blessing to you. And then the next song after that is a Shepherd Family singing one entitled, No One Else Could Do What He Has Done. We're looking at the seven churches of Asia, those letters to the seven churches of Asia, and we've been dealing with this verse by verse. We're coming down to the close. This week, we're going to be zeroing in on verse number 20 of chapter number 3, and that is where our Lord stands at the door and knocks. And we're going to be speaking this week about revival, and I hope you'll have your ears open. I hope you'll be ready to respond to our Lord, because I believe he wants to revive his people, and certainly we're in need of revival. Now the reading of the text, Revelation chapter number 3, verses 14 through 22, focusing primarily on verse number 20.
Verse number 14, And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Looking at verse number 20 and really interjecting a thought, we saw the symbolism of Christ standing outside the door, knocking at the heart's door of the sinner, seeking an entrance within. I mentioned to you that that is just the symbolism. That's not the context. The context of this verse is speaking about revival. I would hate to leave from looking at these verses and not deal with the thought of revival. We'd all have to admit that. I believe in our own heart that we need revival. And so I want to look at these statements made in the context in which they are delivered and see that Christ is offering revival to those in a lukewarm state in verse number 20. Look at it again, if you will. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm going to stop just a minute. I'm going to say this. The most important part of that verse is not the knocking, and it's not the door, but it's the one that's standing at the door. The fact that Christ has not given up on the church. Thank God. Amen. Now, there's five distinctions I want to make, try to preach these 5 points this evening on this verse. And I'll deal with the first a little bit more and then hurry up with the last and final ones of them. But I want you to notice these 5 things. First of all, notice the initiation. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He always has to start any work of God that's going to be done. It starts with God. Amen. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. The initiation.
And in our last 2 days of broadcast, we have covered that first point. So today we're going to move along. We'll just touch that first point, but move along to the second, third, fourth, and fifth point in this process.
Then the invitation, if any man hear my voice and open the door. Then the individuality. He said, if any man. Amen. I'll say more about that. Then notice the entrance. I will come in to him. Amen. And then last of all, the intimacy, and will sup with him and he with me. Amen. Now, I believe that we would do well to sit down and think about these things and consider these 5 distinctions and try to give some thought on their importance. First of all, the initiation of revival. Christ is seen here making the first move towards the church in revival. Our Lord's the one that was hurt. Our Lord's the one that was wronged. And yet He has enough about Him, enough character, that He steps forward and says, let's work this out. Just when the church of the Laodiceans had lifted themselves up in their own pride and their own opinion of themselves, Jesus humbled Himself once more and asked for admittance and renewed fellowship. Amen. He's not satisfied in His bride coming in with spots and tatters and torn garments. He wants a bride that is perfect and pure and clean and spotless and brilliant for His glory and His honor. Amen. He wants us to go into glory revived. Well, to go through this world revived. Well, to ask God to help us, Lord, that we not have You on the outside, but we have sweet communion with You day in and day out. And when it's time for us to go, we can go into glory with glory in our own soul. Amen. One commentator I read after made comment about the tenses of the verse back in Revelation 3:20. Now, this one commentator made reference to the verb tenses in this statement. I want to show it to you. Just the first statement. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He said these verb tenses in that statement show, first of all, an attitude deliberately taken. I'm still here standing, even though you've not paid attention to me. That's as if that's what he's saying. Although you've moved on, I'm not moving on. I'm staying here knocking because I want to call you back. Amen. Listen, I know times are changing, but Jesus is not changing. People may move on, but Jesus is not moving on. He's calling us back to the old paths. Amen. Calling us back to the right way. But it is an attitude deliberately taken. Secondly, not only behold, he's standing at the door, but he's knocking. That shows an action that is continually going on. He's not giving up though you don't answer at the first knock. He's not giving up though you don't answer the second knock. Listen, I'm telling you, God, the Holy Spirit, in His goodness to those of us that are saved, God hounds us, if I can say that. He continues on to us saying, you need to change here. You need to change this. You ought to do this. You know you ought to do that. And I'm thankful for a God and a Holy Ghost that continually guides me day and night and is leading me into all truth. Amen. That's His job. That's His goal. That's the job of the shepherd. He's announcing that He's still standing there and He has a desire to enter in and fellowship with us. The initiation of revival. Secondly, I want you to notice the invitation of revival. If any man hear my voice and open the door. It appears to me, I wrote my notes this way, that it appears that this door, which separates the lukewarm Christian from sweet fellowship with the Lord. It appears to me that that door moves real easy on its hinges. The hinges are greased. In other words, here's my point. That when we don't pay attention to keep the door open, the door easily shuts and blocks us off from our Savior. Sometimes it's not a deliberate act. Sometimes we get up and we're just too busy to spend time with the Lord. The day goes by, we think we're going to, Lord, I'm going to take some time, but we don't take the time. Lord, I'm going to spend some time, and I'm not just talking about reading your Bible and prayer, but I'm talking about really walking with the Lord, and sometimes we just get caught up in other things, and we're not holding the door open, therefore the door very easily just shuts. And our Lord's outside knocking. But here's what I thought. That door may easily shut, but that door can also be easily reopened if the one from the inside will only hearken to the voice of the Savior, get a hold of the door, and invite Him back inside. That door can open just as easily as it shut. Amen. Now look at our Lord here in this scripture. Our Lord is not outside shouting curses at us. He's not outside saying, "It's your fault, you big dummy." Amen. That's how we do it, ain't it? Our Lord's not on the outside shouting curses at us. He's on the outside, sweetly calling to us, saying, "Open the door, and I will come in and sup with you." Amen. He's outside, sweetly calling. He does not withhold His blessings from a grudging heart, but rather He holds forth His blessings, desiring that we might share these blessings with Him, that we might partake of these blessings with Him. Amen. Now, here's what I believe. I believe that even in this day, I believe God is not willing that any should perish. God wants every man to repent and come to God. God's not written this generation off and wants them to go to hell, but He's not going to save them against His will, and He's not going to save them in a cold, barren womb of a church. We're going to have some zeal. We're going to have some fervency. We're going to have some desire for our Lord, and when we have desire for our Lord is able to bring sinners in and save them by His amazing in grace. And He wants to do that. But He won't do that as long as the door's shut on our womb. Amen. He won't do that. There's picturesque language here. You see it. A picture over and over as our Lord shows Himself knocking at the door. Here's what I'm convinced of. I'm convinced. I'm talking about knocking at the heart door. Not the heart door. Knocking at the door of the church. Wanting in. And I'm convinced that even in this late hour of church history, Christ longs to hold sweet communion with His people. We don't have to go out with a whimper and a little ember fading. We can go out with a shout. And I believe we can go out in revival. The church can leave out of this world in revival and in the fire burning and blazing hot for the glory of Jesus Christ. I believe we can. Amen. He longs to have sweet communion with His people. Even in these sad and barren days of spiritual declension, Jesus wants to meet with us and hold wonderful fellowship with us. I believe that. Amen. We do not have to remain a lukewarm condition of heart. Amen. We can experience a great revival if we will but listen to His voice and turn to Him in fellowship. How does our Lord speak? He said it's His voice. Now, it's interesting. There's a knock, but it's His voice. It's in Song of Solomon. No, Brother Hall covered that. I'm sure he did. Matter of fact, I've heard some of the tapes. We'll look at that in a minute. But our Lord speaks, not just knocking, but He's speaking. He's calling through His voice. How does He do that? With His Word is how He does it. Through His Word, God speaks to us. We see His longing towards us through His Word. And I'll say this, as long as God still speaks through His Word, there is hope for revival even in these last days. As long as God's Word's alive and God's still speaking through His Word, there is hope for revival. I believe that. Amen. Now, this picturesque language of this verse, Revelation, is taken right out of the symbolism of Song of Solomon. If you want to turn there, Song of Solomon, in chapter number 5, is where we see that story of the relationship between the bride and her beloved bridegroom. And I'm going to read, first of all, verses 1 through 4, comment about it, and then read some more. Song of Solomon, chapter number 5. Symbolic picture I believe it's Solomon and his bride, the Shunammite. But I believe it's also symbolically showing us the Lord and His church. Here's what He says in verse number 1, Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 1. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh and my spices. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, and drink, or drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. Look at verse 2. This is the bride. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with the dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. Now you see the picture? Something has happened. They've had fellowship. Something has happened, and he's outside. She's inside. She said, I'm asleep, but my heart waketh. Almost, it's like I'm dreaming. Here's her answer as he calls to her. He's outside knocking and speaking, calling with his voice. She answers, I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? It's as if she's in this sleepy state, which is a lukewarm state. She's in the bed. She's comfortable. She's in a bed of luxury. And she's asleep, a sleep of ignorance. That's exactly where the Laodiceans were at, by the way. They thought everything was going pretty good, but the Lord wasn't there. He's on the outside. They're comfortable, but He's on the outside. Amen. Now, look at what goes on in verse number 4. My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. Amen. Listen, let's don't be as the church of the Laodiceans that thought they were doing fine without his fellowship. They thought everything was nice and warm and cozy in the bed. They could just sleep on. They could just fold their hands a little more, folding the hands a little more slumber. They didn't realize that they was lacking the fellowship with their beloved, but they were comfortable in that bed of luxury and in their sleep of ignorance. But listen to the longing voice on the outside. As that voice calls and says, we can have sweet communion together. We can enjoy times like times of old. We can have times like the times of heaven. Amen. We can be living in Canaan now. Recognize His tenderly outstretched hand. Recognize His tenderly reaching to His voice. And run to Him. Fling wide open the door and invite Him inside that we can have that sweet communion. Don't say, well, I'm comfortable. I'm not going to mess my feet up. I'm not going to mess up the schedule and the program. Run to Jesus.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there. But Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message throughout this week. I would like to take this opportunity to again invite you to come and be with us for our midweek prayer service tonight. That service will be at 7 p.m. tonight at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road, right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.